Everything's good. All right, so I just don't want to leave it go. We'll just finish it. Let's try to finish it. The concept of Shvira Svatsim. We really need to define it. So the there's one difficulty in the Rambam. The difficulty in the Rambam is the Rambam in Vav. He says, Pesach Shino Mavusho the Shiber Boa Svatsim is Lata, right? Afilu Nifso Batum the Yitziya of a Kyotzvim Yeshbo Isser Shvira Svatsim. He says, Medvam Murm Kishes Lo Shasa Kosher. So I mean, so what does he have to have the case of Noam Avushal for? That had a shasa kosher. You know what I mean? That had a shasa kosher. Noam Avushal is later. So what's the why didn't he have a shasa kosher? Right. So I saw you have to go through the sugya. Right? You have to do the sugya. So take a look at the sugya. Sugya's on pay dollar number aleph. So the sugya is like this: Hashovra se'etzem bePesach haTorah is a loka arboyim. Okay. So the Gemara says, Minolon, right in the bottom of Pei Dalam Aleph, Domar Krov Vetzem Lo Sish Bruvo, Vetzem Lo Sish Bruvo. So Bo beKasher, Velo bePasul. All right. Tan Rabbanan, Vetzim Lasish Brubo, Bo Bekasher, Velo Bepasel. Rebbe Yomer, Bebayes Echad Yeochel, Vetzim Lasish Brubo. Kolaroi Lachila, Yesh Bo Mishum Shvira Satsim. Vishain Roi Lachila, Ain Bo Mishum Shvira Satsim. So the Gemara says, My Benayu, what's the difference? Amar Biemio, Pesach Ababatumik Benayu. Lamanda Makasher Apostle. So it's possible. Why? Because it's dechuya, Rashi says. But really, essentially, it's possible, so it's dechuya. So there won't be any yisur shvira se'etzim. The mandam roi lachila, hay nami roi lachila. But if you can say roi lachila, so there's also roi lachila because it's dechuya. So it's roi lachila. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar, ki hay gavne dekuli almi, ekoma akorama ein ba mashum shvira se'etzim. Really, everybody in that case will agree that there's no Shvira Satsam. The Rebbe La Kuli Ka'asi. Rebbe came to be Mekel. And over here, you're making him into a Machmer. Right? Because you're saying that he's going to hold that Betama is what is Yeshba, because it's Rebbe Lachila. Okay? It's a funny Gemara. I mean, where's Hasgemara? Rebbe came La Kuli Ka'asi. Hasgemara know that. It's funny Gemara, but anyway, let's go further. So the Gemara says, Ella, the Gemara says, Haisa lo shasa kosher, the nifso ike benayu, lamandam akasher, okay, lamandam a roi lachilo, ho hashti lav roi lachilo. Why? Because it was nifso, right? Because it was Nifsal. So Hashla Vrailachilo. So therefore Rebbe will be Mekel. Right? As you ever say, since it's not Vrailachilo, so therefore it's not, there's no Issa Shvira Satsim. Now the Gemara says, Abayama, a lot of Akimta say, Abayama Kuliyama Kolki Agavna Aimbo Mishum Shvira Satsim. Everybody else in that case is no Shvira Satsim. My Taima, Hashtami is Apostle. Okay? Because now it's defined as a puzzle. And everybody will agree that once it's puzzle, so then there's no Shvira Se'etzim. El Shvira Se'etzim et Bo'ed Yom Ike Benayu. Laman Dama Kasha HaKasha. That's a regular good Kasha Karb. Laman Dama Roy Lachila Hashta Lav Barachila. So now it's not a Barachila because it's Me'bo'ed Yom. Right? Okay, the Gemara asks, Meis Ve'ed Gemara answers. Let's just skip that because it's not the last week. Okay. Gemara, jump down to the Gemara says, Rav Papa Amar. That's right, two lines before the wide lines. Rav Papa Amar, Kol Ki I Gavna Kuli Alma Yesh Bo Mashum Shvira Satsam. That in that case, everybody would hold the Shvira Satsam. My time, why? Because L'Urti Mechzi Lachila. Because at night time it's going to be Roy Lachila. Okay? Ella Be'ever Shi Yatsam Mektaso Kamiflagi. This is another thing. Eva is Yasum Chutzli Chomos Yishalayim. So that's a Rashi. Evish has a chutz l'chametz shleim. The tzorach lachto chasayotze ike beinaya. So what's the difference in that case? Mandam hakasher hakasheru. Umandam aroy lachila haylav barachilahu. Yes, a Rashi says. Take me Rashi. Evish has a mitzvah chutz shleim. The tzorach lachto chasayotze ike beinayu. One mandama says, Hainami kasher, share apnimi kasher, varehu shovro, the over mishum losish brubo. Because the inside is kasher. And you're breaking it, so you're over because losish brubo. Elachotech achemagia leetzem, the kolef achemagia lepra, the chotech. So you go till you get the basur off the outside, till you reach the etzem. And then you go back. I mean, you take a kolef, achemigil prax. You take off all the basar on the inside. And then when you get to the joint, so you cut it off over there, so you don't break the etzim. Okay? If I hold, it's totally an achila, high lav bar achilahu. But makam shvira ain't a royal achila. Aval evish yotza kulo, the hainu hoisla shasa kosher, the nifsal. The kuli alma ainba mishum shvira dashami apostle. Okay, Rashi is made a gemara. Atayse is a powerful question. He says, Tema, amai chashiv le kasher tfei mi bar achila. Hamash ain't a royal achila, lo kasher. What's the nafkabina? I mean, you're saying the bone is sticking partly outside. So therefore, you have to cut it off. So what's the difference? You're saying the part that's outside is not kasher, right? And that part's also not royal achila. So how can you make a chiluk like that? How can you make a chiluk and say that if you hold it's kosher, so you're not allowed to do it? Why? Because it's kosher. But if you hold the royal achila, so then it's mutter. Because, I mean, what is Rashi saying? Rashi has to answer this question. He says, "Hainam kosher apnimi kosher very shavro vav mishum losishbula." But halav barachila who the makam shvira ain't a royal achila. What do you mean makam shvira? That's what Rashi doesn't understand. What does Rashi mean? But makam shvira ain't a royal achila. Yeah. Okay. We'll come back to this. We'll come back to this question. But anyways, let's go a little further. Gemara says, "Amanda moral achila." So the Gemara says like this. Next case. Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis braid Rav Yidi Amar Kol Kai Gavna Kol Alma Ein Ba Mishur Shvira Setzim. Everybody else in that case wouldn't be Shvira Setzim. Why? The High Aver Apostle Who? What? Yeah. What is that noise over there? Okay. Somebody's connection is making noise over there. Okay. So he was in Kolkui. I got the Kol Yamim Mishum Shvira Setzim. Why the High Aver Apostle Who? Ela Shvira Setzim Benoi Kebeinayo. Okay, Shvira Setzim Benoi Kebeinayo. Yeah, how did the first one? Just give me a second. Because this aver is puzzle. Right. Inside still good. We'll have to come back to this piece of it. Where is it? But anyways, El Shvira Setzim Benoi Kebenai. The difference is Shvira Setzim Benoi. Mandam Hakasher Ho. Mandam Aroy Lachila Hashnein Aroy Lachila. What? Mibodjom. Yeah, but Mibodjom, they said, is no problem because later. But over here, what is he saying? He's saying by no. Yes, over here also later will be good. And the Gemara goes on to say it. The Gemara goes on to say that. The Gemara says, Ikibinayo, I'm sorry. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Kelke Gavna Yesh Bo Mishum Shvi'as Etzem. Why my Taima? Doch Chazil Achila, the Matfilei V'Ochel. Okay. So now it's raw, but then he can roast it. Yeah, funny. I mean, why should the Gemara say? Yeah, why should the Gemara say raw? Why is that different from the Bodyom? It's a good question. All these questions are good. El Shvira Sa'aliy Gebenayo. The difference, the Shvira Sa'aliy is why Lamandam are kosher, her kosher, right? Lamandam are Roy Lachila, high in Roy Lachila, the Aliy Legavoa Salkin. Because the Aliy goes on the Mizbeach. So it's not Roy Lachila. Ravashi Amar Kol Ki Agavne Vaday Einbo Mishum Shvira Sa'atzim. Do vade any roy lachila klal? Ella aver shein alav kizayis baso ikben al. Lamanda makasher hakasher. Lamanda mara lachila boinin shir achila. The leket. Ravina amar kol kei gavne les be mishum shir esetzem. Why the boinin shir achila? Ella aver shein alav kizayis baso makam zevi. Yesh alav kizayis baso makam achik ben al. Lamanda makasher hakasher. Lamanda mara lachila boinin shir achila makam shvira. You need to have shir achila makam shvira, okay? Voleka, okay. So I want to say the question is, what is? That's several problems here. I think let me just propose the definition, and we'll go through and see if it answers the questions. And the question we started with on the Rambam. You see, the thing is like this: that the definition of shvira sa'etzem really is that you can't subject the Pesach. You can't subject the Pesach.
Someone's mouthpiece. You're probably the handpiece and you're getting...
Yeah. So the thing is like this. The definition is... let me propose the definition. Definition is like this. You can't subject the Pesach to a mutilated achila. It's a little descriptive, but just to get the idea. You can't subject the Pesach to a mutilated achila. That and a mutilated achila is an achila shvira sa'etzem. You see, that's the definition. Okay? All right? So now let's go back into Gemara. Okay? See? Gemara says like this. First, the Gemara wanted to say that Tanabana vetsim lasish beruva kasher v'lo pasul. Rabbi Yama b'bayis echad yeochel vetsim lasish beruva kol roi lachili yesh mishum shvira sa'etzem v'shen roi lachili em mishum shvira sa'etzem. My benayim on Rabbi Yama yet pesach abav b'tumah ikh benayim. So the difference will be pesach abav b'tumah. Why? L'man dama kasher high pasul. So this one's pasul. The manda amar roy lachila, according to Rebbe, that says it's totally in roy lachila, hainami roy lachila. Okay, hainami roy lachila. So the Gemara says of Yosef Amar ki hai gavne de kuli almi ein bo mishum shvira sa'etzem. The Rebbe la kuli kasi. What does he mean to say? What do you mean Rebbe la kuli? Hasn't ever been kuli chomer. What he means to say is like this. That the definition of Shvira Sa'etzem is subjecting the Pesach to a mutilated achila. Okay? Mutilated achila is an achila Shvira Sa'etzem. You see? But which Pesach, there's another question. The question is which Pesach comes under that issa of subjecting it to this mutilated type of achila? You see? So that's what the Gemara says. At first, the Gemara wanted to say that Rebbe was saying that it's totally an achila. So the Gemara says, no. That's not what Rebbe means. Rebbe's definition of... Rebbe is l'kuli dasa. Rebbe is saying that it's only a mutilated achila under certain conditions. You see? He's not coming to be machmer. He's not coming to change the definition of which Pesach you're not allowed to subject to this mutilated achila. You see? That's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara is saying, see, there are two problems in Shvira Sa'etzem. One is, what's the definition of Shvir Satsan? And the definition of Shvir Satsan is a mutilated achila. That's the definition. But now I have another question. Which Pesach are you not permitted to subject to this mutilated achila? See? So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara first wanted to say about Rebbe, that Rebbe was saying Rebbe would be machmir. They'll say that it's roel achila. That's not what Rebbe's saying, because Rebbe is coming akuli. Rebbe's coming to limit the case. He's saying every case is not considered subjecting it to a mutilated achila if the achila is not possible. But he's not coming to tell you which Pesach he can't subject to this kind of achila. That he agrees. That if it's possible, there's no isser to subject it to a mutilated achila. You see, do you follow? So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara over here. That's what the Gemara is saying. Rav Yosef Amar, ki hai gavna de kuli almi eimba mashur shvei sasim, de rebi la kuli kasi. You see? And take a look. So he gives his case. He says, vahai hapasalu. That's not what Rebbe's coming to argue. Rebbe agrees on the exclusion of a Pesach that's pasul from the whole din of subjecting it to a mutilated achila. That he agrees with, you see. But what he's limiting the case. And how does he work it out? So he says like this. Lamandamar, he says, yeah. Vahai Elohoisalo Shasa Kosher and Nifsal Ikebenayo. Lamandama kosher ha kosher. Once it had a Shasa Kosher, now it's defined as kosher, so now it's the proper Pesach, and you're not allowed to subject it to the mutilated achila. But Lamanda Omar Roy Lachilo Hashtalav Roy Lachilo, that's what Rebbe's coming to do. Rebbe's saying that you can't, the problem is not in which Pesach you're allowed or not allowed to subject. That he agrees. But if it was Shasa Kosher and now it's not good anymore, so now you have the right Pesach that you're not allowed to subject to the mutilated achila. But right now it's possible, so it's in a royal achila. So therefore this can't be defined as subjecting it to a mutilated achila when it's not royal achila. That's Rebbe's halacha. You see? That's what the Gemara is saying. So Rebbe's halacha is in what is defined as subjecting it to a mutilated achila. So Rebbe's saying that if it's not royal achila, how could this be defined as subjecting it to a mutilated achila by breaking the bone? Okay, you follow? That's what the Gemara is saying. So, yeah. Now let's go further. What does Gemara say? Next piece.
So you think that Rebbe holds that as the definition for both sides?
What's that? The definition for both sides? What is it?
I mean, the machlokes, where it has shasa kosher.
Yeah, what do you mean?
So that's the definition of the general definition of etzer
mechitzah? No, all he's saying is that if it was bar b'tumah, where it never had a shasa kosher, so then Rebbe's going to agree that such a Pesach, we don't care if he's subjected to mutilated achila. That, the exclusion he holds from. But let's say it has shasa kosher, so now it comes under the chalos of the right type of Pesach for the wrong type of achila, the mutilated achila, right? So now the question is, what's the definition of mutilated? Can you have a definition of mutilated achila if in fact it's pasul and you're not allowed to eat it? That's Rebbe's point. That's the machlokes. So the Chachamim maintain it doesn't matter. Chachamim maintain that a mutilated achila is not toloi in whether it's mutter b'achila. It's not totally in the heter achila. It's defined objectively that you can't do an act which subjects it which defines it as being involved in a mutilated ma'aseh achila, even if it's aser b'achila. But Rebbe holds you can't. Rebbe holds that no, it's totally, achila is not totally objectively in how you look at it. Was it subjected to a mutilated achila? It's in terms of heter and isser. If it's osir for you to eat it, so then we can't define this as an act of mutilated achila. That's Rebbe's halacha. Rebbe's halacha is it's totally in the heter achila. And the Chacham holds not. They maintain that you can't, that the question of subjecting it to a maisa of a mutilated achila is totally in achila per se. It's totally in achila per se. No, not in whether it's mutter for you to do the achila. It's totally in forget about the halacha. It's royal achila. It's intrinsically royal achila. But that has nothing to do with the other problem of which carbon you're not allowed to subject to. That's a separate problem. If I have two problems, one problem is which carbon I'm not allowed to subject to this mutilated achila. And now I have a question of what's the definition of subjecting it to a mutilated achila. If I, let's say for instance, I'm not allowed to eat it. So would you say Shiris Etzem is not considered a mutilated achila because there's an isser on me? Or do I say no, look at it objectively and tell you it's food. So therefore it was subjective to a mutilated achila.
You follow?
What?
No.
Right? That's the machlekes. Yeah, it's Pepsor. Ah, the Gemara says like this. That's one answer. That was whose answer? Whose answer was that?
Rav Yosef.
That was Rav Yosef. That was it. That was the essence. Now Abaye comes along and learns differently. It says Kuli Almo Ki Kol Ki Hay Gavna Einbo Mishum Shiris Etzem. My Taimo Hashdom Mias Hapasalu. So he's learning that the that it's puzzle and therefore it's not the right min carbon, even though the psul was chal later. So the chalos. Once it becomes puzzle, it doesn't matter when the chalos took place. In other words, you can't say that once it's kosher, now forever it's subject to shiras etzem. If it's puzzle, there's no issa. If it becomes puzzle later, then there's no issa to subject it to the shiras etzem. Okay? So he says, El shiras etzem ibod yom ikabinayo. Lamando mar kosher. Or kosher who? So according to the Manuel, it's kosher. It's 100% kosher. So it's the right. It's the right. It's the right min. Lamanda maroy lachila hashda lav barachila ho. Since it's aser ba'achila mibod yom, so you can't define shviras etzem as a mutilated achila b'shas isra achila. Okay, similar to before. Okay, except okay, right. That's a bayah, right? Now the Gemara is the Meisvei, the Gemara answers the Meisvei, so you got to jump down to Rav Papa. Rav Papa Amar Kol Ki Ay Gav Nechuli Alma Yesh Bo Mishum Shviras Etzem. My Taimo Lu'urti Mechzi L'Achila. See, the Gemara doesn't get away from Achila because it has to be defined as a mutilated Achila. But the Gemara says that since at nighttime it's Royal Achila, so it's just a matter of time, so therefore we don't say that that's an intrinsic quality that would render it ain't a royal achila, so that you can't define it as a mutilated achila. You see, because we look at it overall. Oh, in terms of overall, at nighttime it is royal achila. So what do I care? You did it at the wrong time, but it still could be defined as a mutilated achila mibod yom because at nighttime it's only achila. Okay, that's what Rav Papa says. So he says, but what? You see. I mean, it's very good. All these machlekes are all totally in one concept, that the definition of shviras etzem means subjecting it to a mutilated achila. So now the question is that once, if it's kosher, if it had a shasa kosher, so once it's kosher, so now it's chal, you see? Or do I say no? Any time it becomes possible, that removes the isser of subjecting it to the mutilated achila. You see? You follow? It all revolves around this one definition. Okay? That's why all these possibilities make sense. Okay? And the same thing with Lorta. Same thing with Lorta. Okay? So now let's take this one. This one's a tough one, with the hard one. Ella be'ever she yatsa miktsaso kom miflegi. Machlekes is ever she yatsa miktsaso. Manda mar kasher. Kasher. Okay. How does this work? Manda mar kasher akasher. Umanda mar roy lachila. Hai lav bar achila. So take a look at Rashi. So Rashi says, Mandamar kosher, hainami kosher. Why shehare apnimi is apnimi kosher? Varehu shovrovi over mishim lo sishbruvo. But if you hold, according to the Mandamar roi lachila, in a roi lachila, hai lav bar chilahu, b'makam shvira ain't a roi lachila. Right? So what does Rashi mean? So it means like this. That, you see, you have miktsasos b'chutz and miktsasos b'fnem. Right? So if you say kosher, so hainami kosher, because the shvira takes place over the entire etzer. So it'll come out that the shvira took place equally. Shvira is a phenomenon that takes place in the whole etzer. You can't say you broke the outer half. The shvira means the whole bone. So since miktsaso is kosher, so you are over shvira b'miktsaso. But if you say it's mutilation of achila, so then the shvira has to be a shvira b'mekom achilasa. You see? Then you can't say that it's considered that your derech achila, it's mutilation derech achila, only if the break is on the inside where the achila is, where the achila obtains, applies. You see? But over here, it's half. Half is not really shvira. See, that's what Rashi said. That if you say it's alachin kasher pas, it's kasher. So you have a half a bone is outside, half a bone is inside. But when you do shvira, so the shvira is a shvira on the whole bone. So therefore, you're going to be over. But if you say it's shvira derech achila, so the entire shvira has to be derech achila. So the shvira has to be on the pot. You have to break the pot, which is roi l'achila, and that you didn't do. You see, that's a Rashi's learning. That's the difference. They really answer the discussion. Okay. So now, Rashi's answering the discussion. Now the Gemara says like this. Rav Sheshes, Rav Yidiyama, Kol Kehai Gavne, the Kuli Alma, Einbo Mishum Shvira Saetzer. Why? The High Aver Apostle. The High Aver Apostle. In other words, now it goes like this, that the Shvira is a Shvira, is an act that's an affect in the whole bone, in the whole Aver. So before the Gemara was learning that you can't have the affect in the kosher. But now the Gemara is saying that if the affect is in the pasul, then it's mufka. The Gemara is saying that if the affect needs the pasul, needs the tzad psul in order to create the affect, so then there's no issur. Then there's no violation of Shri Asatsam. Okay, that's the machlekes. That's the machlekes. Those are the two sides. Is the halacha that the affect can't apply to the tzad kasher, or the halacha is in order to be over, you need the affect should not involve a tzad pasul. Once the affect is involved, it's not possible, so then there's no Isser Shvira Satsa. Okay? I get a final bit, but that's. According to the second side, the Maisa has to be a Maisa Shvira in the Kasher, otherwise you're not abusing it. That's Allah. But it must be in the Tzad Kasher. If the Maisa must be in the Tzad Kasher, so then it won't be over. But if the affect can't be in the Tzad Kasher, so then, even though the shvira is going to involve the tzad pasul, because it's one maisa, but the affect is still going to apply to the tzad kasher, and that's not going to be good. That's what I'm saying. At first, I was holding that achila has to be on the inside, because that's the definition of mutilated achila. It must be on where you can eat. You have to make the break on the inside. So now the Gemara is saying, no, it's not totally in that. That even if you're a matter of psul, But the isser is that the maisa has to be done in the kasher. You must do a maisa shvira in the kasher. Maisa shvira in the kasher, the fact that you break it off at that point is not a maisa shvira in the kasher. That's a maisa shvira in both the kasher and the pasul. But the affect is in the kasher. But if you need a maisa shvira in the kasher, it's going to have to be on the inside. That's the gemara. Okay. El shvira se'etzem benoa ike benayu. Mandam akasha akasha. Mandam a royal achila hashtain a royal achila. So he's saying that now, since it's noah, so it's not royal achila. So therefore, the shem of a mutilated achila cannot exist in noah because right now it's not royal achila. Okay? Right now it's not royal achila. Rav Nachum Yisrael Amar. Right now it's not considered mutilated achila because right now it's not roy, but you can make it roy. You can make it roy. So elashira sa'al yikibenayu. Lamandam akasher akasher. Lamandam a roy lachila. Hayein a roy lachila. Why da alya lagavo asalka? Right, because alya goes to his achilas mizbeach. So therefore, he holds that what? That definitely is not defined as what? That's definitely not defined as achila, as a mutilated achila. You can't because omlam is beach. Yeah, because it's intrinsically not real achila. So that Rav Ashi Amakolki I gav nevada ain't but mishum shvir satsam. The whole vada ain't a real achila. Klal ela ever shein olaf kizayis baso ikabenayu. The Eva has basa, but doesn't have a kezias basa. So the Gemara doesn't have any basa. It has to have some basa. Doesn't have a kezias basa. Lamandam akasha akasha. Lamandam roi lachila ba'inin shir achila. Now the Gemara is saying, do you need a shir achila in order to be defined as a mice of a mutilated achila? Of shir asetza. You see? V'leka. Ravina ma kolki agad no lesbim shim shir asetza. The ba'inin shir achila. That's for sure in shir achila. Ala eva shein lof kezias basa b'makam zeh. The Eish Lof Kizayis Basim Makam Achei Kavanah. L'mandam Akash Akash L'mandam Rai L'chila B'inin Shir Achila Bimkom Shvira. You see, that's what it all revolves around. See, that's what it all revolves around. It all revolves around the question, that's Rebbe's question, of what precisely the definition of a mutilated Achila of Shvira Sa'etzem is and what the conditions are. That's the whole Gemara. So the whole Halacha of Shvira Sa'etzem revolves around two things. It revolves around the definition, which is the mutilated achila of shvira satzem, and which pesach you can or cannot subject to it. You see, interesting is the Ram. Let's see the Ram's as Ram has. And that Ram's very good. So the Ram is very good now because originally our question was, what does he have to mention nor for it had a shasa kosher, but now we see that that's no problem at all in the Ram. Why? Because it fits in very nicely. Pesach shehu noa mavusho v'shiba bo'esa etzem is loka. That's what he's telling you, that even though it's noa mavusho, that doesn't prevent that. It's an interesting thing. He holds mavusho too. I know it's interesting. The Gemara just says no. Because the Gemara says no, because he can do it later. But he holds even mavusho, he holds. It's interesting. Rambam holds even mavusho. Because he holds, apparently, where did Rambam get mavusho from? Where did Ram get Mavushal from? That's a good question. But it's a good question. Mavushal, you can't fix anymore. But
why can't you just
sleep in Mavushal? What's that? Yeah. If you hold Tzliach Abishal, that's the Gemara, right? Tzliach Abishal, right? Why do we paskin? We paskin. How's Ram paskin? Yes, Tzliach. Oh, has Ram Pasuk? Yeah, it's not, right. He holds no Mavushal. But basically what he's saying is that if it doesn't matter. See, look, let's learn Ram the category of what he's saying. He's saying that Pesach Shu no Mavushal Shiba Bas Atzam is Loka. Afilo Nifsal Batum of Yitziv Yitziv Pam Yeshmerism Yisr Shu Asatzam. So because he says there's two reasons why it's not defined as Achila. One reason is because of the halachas that apply to achila, I'll tell him menonah on the bayom. Those halachas, that are halachas intrinsic in the achilas of Pesach, we have a restriction in achila. But then you have another kind of a restriction, which is not a restriction in achila, but which is a psul mamish, where the whole thing is possible. Okay? That's what Ram says. Afilu nifsal b'tumah v'yitziyah. Let's say it became tomei or yotzei, they're intrinsically akin. That's not because of halachas that have to do with the realm of restrictions of achila. So that's intrinsic psul. So he says, even that doesn't matter either. It's still, you can't subject it to Shviras Atzim. You see, because it's not totally in the halachic realm. You see, the first case is not as serious as the second case. So in the first case, it's just halachic restrictions. So in the framework of it, maybe that's what the Rambam gets mevushal, because it doesn't matter. Yeah, right, because what? Yeah, because the Gemara's. What's that? That's a Mitzvah of Pesach. Right. So in other words, so it's a restriction in Achila, in the realm of Achila itself. But so it lacks in Hechsher in the framework of Achila, but it's in the framework of Achila. You see, but it just lacks in a certain type of Achila. But the Isurim that prevent it have to do with the nature of Achila. So there, I would say, I can understand you say, that doesn't matter. It still can't be subjected because it's essentially royal achila, okay? But even if that's what Ram says, afilu nifsal b'tumah v'yetziyah, even where it's tumah and yetziyah, where it's completely removed from the realm of achila intrinsically, okay? Intrinsically it's removed. It's nevertheless doesn't matter because still yesh b'mashim isser shviras etzem, because the isser shviras etzem is not totally in the halachic realm at all. It's not totally in the halachic realm. It's the definition of the definition of mutilated achilas, totally in achilas Adam, and it's royal achila. That's what Aram Paskins. It's totally in achilas Adam, royal achila. So he says, "B'medvam u'mishol hoyselosha'as akosher v'nifsal, avalol hoyselosha'as akosher k'gunchin ispagel on nasa machsheves mana machsheves shini Hashem ein b'mishim shvirus etzem." Why? Because then the Cheftza was not a Cheftza, which is in where you have the whole Isser to subject it to a mutilated Achila to begin with. So that's the other halacha, that it must be a certain kind of entity first. Then you're not allowed to subject it to a mutilated Achila. That's the other halacha. See, so that's what around. That's what Haram works out with the Shas HaKosher. There's two systems here. One is which kind of an animal, and the second thing is what is the definition of mutilated achila. You see, if it's ain't a royal achila, does that mean you can't be defined as mutilated achila? And then the other question is which type of carbon is in the parsha of not subjecting it to a mutilated achila. That's two different ideas. And Ram has both. That's what Ram has both over here. That's why he can't ask the question we asked to begin with. What about Noah, but originally was Shasa Kosher? Because that has nothing to do with it. Because you could say it had a Shasa Kosher. But now you'll say, since it's Noah, so it can't be defined as mutilated achila. Do you follow? So Shasa Kosher doesn't help over there. That's a separate problem. The problem, one problem is what, in other words, you could say that, yeah, it's the right animal, but the fact is that since it's ain't a royal achila, this can't be defined as an act of mutilated achila. So one thing, one concern, one halachic institution revolves around that. What is defined as mutilated achila? The other halachic institution is which behemoth to begin with is in the parsha. Is in the parsha of not subjecting it to mutilated achila. You see? So that's what a Rambam has both halachas. That's what a Rambam has both halachas. One said it needs a shas hakosher in order to be not subjected. But now the question is, what's the nature of subjected? You could say that since it's not royal achila, that's considered an act of mutilated achila, of shiras atzim. You see? So that's why the Rambam has Noah, even though originally was Shas HaKosher, because that's a different problem. There the problem is that that's not the nature of mutilated achila, because it's not royal achila, so there's no act of Shvirah Satsum there. You see, two separate problems. That's it, Ramazan.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Why is that?
Second, yeah. That, see, that's the Rebbe's kasha. Oh. So the kasha is, so why is Alyo Einaloka? See, that's the Rebbe's kasha. So the Ram says, Shavar Atzim Alyo Einaloka, Sharei Einaloka Lachila. So Amavram Bakulon Tafas Karabanan, Ubaalya Tafas Karebi. So that's strange. Why did Ramam, why didn't I say Baalya also? There's no, because it doesn't matter. Once it's Shasa Kosher, now it doesn't matter. Right? So why is Alya different? Yeah. Yeah, but really it's a different problem. You see? It's a different problem. Why? Because where in Alya is Mizbeach. So Alya Mitchiloso is designated to Achilas Mizbeach. What the Rambam holds is that once it's designated to Achilas Mizbeach, now it can't be defined as a mutilated Achila, because it has a Chalei Shem of Achila, which is Mizbeach, not Achila, which is the exclusion of Achilas Adam, which is the exclusion of Achilas Adam. That's the only case the Rambam holds that the halacha will make a difference. That where the, in other words, where is a psul, like by Yotzei, or there's a psul of what? Of Tumah, okay? So there the Rambam holds it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because there, it's simply the psul doesn't let you eat it. But it doesn't define it, it doesn't give it a definition of non-achilas adam. You see, that's just happens as a psul, so you can't eat it. So the Rambam said, that doesn't matter. There, halachically, it doesn't matter. But where the halacha defines it as relegated to achilas mizbeach and removed from achilas adam, so that's an intrinsic phenomenon in achila. So there, the halacha is telling you that it's mufka from achilas adam, but via its designation to achilas mizbeach. Then the Rambam says you can't say that this is considered a mutilated achila, because the halacha intrinsically defined the nature of the achila. Masha Eina came by psul has nothing to do with the nature of achila. It's simply you can't eat it because it's basal. It's an extraneous halacha, which is preventing you from eating it. There, that doesn't matter, he says. That doesn't matter. But where intrinsically the halacha defines the achila as mufka from achila sodom via its designation to achilas mizbeach, over there the Rambam holds that now you cannot say that this is considered a maisa of a mutilated achila. Okay, yes.
Why does the fact intrinsic removal from achilas?
Because when you say there's achilas mizbeach and achilas adam in kashrut. So the moment you say achilas mizbeach, it means as opposed to achilas adam.
Right.
So now it's a hafkor from achilas adam. If the halacha, tum is not a hafkor from achilas adam, it's awesome. It's an iser. Right? It's only an iser. You're not allowed to eat it. It's a ma'akev. There's a ma'akev. So it said halachic ma'akev doesn't make any difference. But where the halacha intrinsically defines it as being mufka from achilas adam, now you can't say simultaneously that this is considered a mutilated achilas adam, because the halacha has already designated it away from achilas adam. Masha'ina came by tumah. And by what? And by Yotzei, in those two cases, it's simply, there's a ma'akev, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it, but tomorrow, then all the ones when it comes time, it's asur achila. So it's an extraneous issa. Extraneous issa, Ramos, doesn't make any difference. It's still subjecting it to, you don't deal in the framework of the ma'akev. The ma'akev doesn't matter. But where it's intrinsic designation, then the Ramos, it does matter. That's why, that's why the Ram is consistent. Okay, but it's an interesting thing. It happens to be an interesting thing because the Rambam over here says in the Moreh Nevuchim, he says that the reason is clear. You know, a lot of times the Moreh Nevuchim says gives a maybe reason. You know, a lot of times he says I'm not sure. You know, but over here he says there's no question that the reason for the Isser Shviras Etzem, the Tama Mitzvah, is because of haste. The Vachalta Masa B'Chipazon, he says, and then Ledoros, you simply repeat what happened in Mitzrayim. So it's an interesting thing how in the Tam HaMitzvah it has to do with haste. But you see the way the Halacha framed it in a different manner. You know, it's an interesting thing where you could see the Tam HaLacha and the structure of halacha. Halacha didn't frame it with haste. Haste has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the type of achila, which it is tied to haste in a sense, because it's like an achila where you're getting into the bones. You understand? It's a furtherance of achila, but it's a furtherance of achila. That the Torah said, stop at this point. Stop at this point. So the halacha came in and put a stop to the progress of achila. It didn't allow the achila to progress into the bones, you see. But even though the tam is really because of chipazim, but there's a halachic structure over here. Halachic structure. It's interesting to see, you know, when you take a look at the tam, you look at the structure. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, the difference between the bojom and noah is like this. That mibojom, it's simply a matter of it's not royal achila. In noah, there's a psul. In noah, there's a psul achila. The moment it's noah, there's a psul. So it's true you could cook it further, but at that moment there's a shem psul. That's the difference.
Okay.
Rashi on lavanit lasei. So Rashi says kolash lasei in lugan. The mashma zui takanasa and tavo lava ala lava says osvinatsa. What do you have to have the semantics of the pasuk? That's the implication. There's a lacha lavanit lasei zain lugan. That's it. We know it. That's how Rashi knows it. And Rashi knows because he read the pasuk in his mashma like that. I mean, that's a chazal knew it. It's a klal that lav nitigrasay is ain't lo gonna love. That's a part of the Masorah. I mean, it's not that sometimes a ton looked at the pasuk and says this is mashma, right? And yeah, so why does Rashi say that? Yeah, the other thing is machlekes. Like, if it says loman Hashem was there because you don't need it because lav Hashem mice anyways. that's a beautiful, right? Rabbi Yaakov. That's Rabbi Yaakov. Yeah, okay. But that's a separate thing. That's a machlokes. But Lava Nikla says an institution. It's different Masorah. It's Kabbalah. So what's the answer? Why does Rashi say that? The answer is because Rashi holds that Onshin is... the Din Onshin has to be, is from the Mashmasa Pasuk. See, Onshin is a separate category. And Onshin has to be Mashmas HaPasuk. So that's what Rashi is saying. That since the Mashmas HaKosuv is that I say the Mashmas HaKosuv is Zui Takanaso, that if you do this, that's the implication, so you can't get an Onshin. That's what Rashi is saying. Okay? That you can't get an Onshin. That's Halacha and Onshin. You can't get an Onshin for something that the Mashmas HaPasuk is that there's no Onshin for. That's what Rashi's saying. That's why lava nitik lasei and lava nalav. Because the mashmas of pasuk is clear. The implication is that there's an adjustment you can make here. You did this, do that. So that implication is what removes the onshim. Because onshim is tied to mashmas. You're being over on the Torah Shebichsav. You're being over on Torah Shebichsav. Chiyuv Onshin is tied to being over on. That's why the Gemara says Har Minayin. That's right, correct. So the Torah is Masir. The Lashon HaAzhara of the Pasuk is very important insofar as the person being Nenesh for being over. That's what Rashi said.
You're saying it would go against Mashmos, be lacking it.
If the Mashmos of Pasuk is that you can, that do this, make an adjustment, then that's it. Now he's free. He can't get through this. Lacks in the Azhar. Lacks in the shame Azhar. That's what I'm saying. The onus is because you're over on the Dvar Hashem. If the Dvar Hashem is mitigating, then it lacks in your violation. Okay, Rebbe Yomar b'bayis echad yeochel vetzim losish ruvo kol a roy lachila yesh b'mishum shvir setzim v'shein roy lachila ein b'mishum shvir setzim. Okay, so what does it mean? It means, so one says that it's totally in bo, that's what it's in bo. Bo is b'kasha and apapasal. And Rebbe says that kol a roy lachila b'bayis echad yeochel vetzim losish ruvo. So it's makish v'bayis echad yeochel to the lava v'etzim losish ruvo.
Right.
So what is it? Why? Because it wants to tell you that if it's roi lachila, so you have shiris etzem, and if it's not roi lachila, there is no shiris etzem.
Right.
So the Gemara says, so my benayu. Of course, in a pasul also there's no achila. So what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says, I'm rabbi, pesul b'tumik benayu. Leman damar kasha, I pasul. Because really, it's pasul, but it's dechuya. Okay.
Talking about the rov
atziva
now.
Yeah. Rov atziva, pesul b'tumah. Right. Tumah dechuya b'tziva. So, but it still is possible.
Yeah.
But lamandam or roi lachila, hai nami roi lachila. What if you're gonna hold that? What that's telling roi lachila, not roi lachila. So this roi lachila. Okay. So it comes out that Rebbe is machmir. So the Gemara says, "Yosef Alma, ki hai gavna de kuli alma ain ba mashum shvir sasim." Over here, everybody else is no shvir sasim. Why the Rebbe la kula kasi? What was the mean? What do you mean la kula kasi? What's wrong? How do you know Rebbe came la kula? What is the Gemara saying? Why the high? Is it that everybody else in that case? See that if it passes above a tumah, that's puzzle, and there is no din shvir sasim. And Rebbe came not to tell you that in that case there is the in that case that there is shviras etzem, but he came to the mekel. And when did he come to the mekel? Yeah. The high apostle said the Rebbe agrees that it's not elohoi solo shasa kosher v'nifsali k'tayim, where it was already kosher at one point, and then it became nifsal by yotze. So then it became apostle. So that's the nafkamina. L'manda mar kosher or kosher. If Yod is telling kasher, not kasher, so it is kasher. Leman da'ama roi lachila, ho hashtalav roi lachila. But right now it's not roi lachila. So Rebbe came to Mekel and came to tell you that in that case, there's no din of what? Of shviras etzem, whereas the Rabbanon hold that what? The Rabbanon hold that since the carbon was basically kosher, so there was a shasa kosher, so therefore the din shviras etzem was chal, and it doesn't matter because once the carbon had a shasa kosher, so now all the halachas of the carbon are going to be chal.
Okay.
So now the etzem was tish b'ruvah is going
to
be chal.
Why? And according to
so therefore you can't remove it. But Rebbe holds somehow or other magically you can remove it. That even though the carbon should be chal with all the dineha and mishpateha, but nevertheless, since now it's not roi lachila because the psul occurred. So Rebbe holds that there's no din of shviras etzem. That's what the Gemara means, that Rebbe la kuli kasi. As opposed to before, where we wanted to say that Rebbe came to tell you that a korban that is baba tuma, that Rebbe came to tell you that it's pasul, even though it's pasul, it's baba tuma, but since it's roi lachila, so you're going to be chayav in shviras etzem. No, that's not Rebbe. Rebbe la kuli kasi, the Gemara says. And that was Lachmuri. So what is it? I mean, how's the Gemara know?
Will he still hold that case?
No. He'll agree. He'll agree. Baba Tumas. No, there's no Dishvah Zetzel.
He holds you need.
Even
both.
Though it's Roy Lachmuri. I mean,
that's
right.
He holds you need Shasa Kosher number one.
Okay.
You definitely need Shasa Kosher. Psul is no good. Definitely Shasa Kosher. But he holds if it's not Roy Lachila, then there's no Dishvah Zetzel. So this is a key point in the Gemara. This point is a key point. Okay. But how's Gemara know Rebbe la kuli kasi? How's Gemara know that? That's the question.
It
doesn't matter whether you take out those words. I mean, it's still going to be the same question. In other words, what's the switch? What's the switch? What's the switch? What's the reason for the switch? The Gemara was good. Why did the Gemara have to switch? So that's what we said. So you got.
I don't know. Does this make sense to say that the halacha and the dinachim?
Okay. Logical approach is: how could you remove the issa once it's chal b'kashrus? So that's the issa chal. That's Moshe's rule. So how do you remove it? That's the That's the question already. But the Gemara is making a point to say there was a transition. That Rebbe came to be Mekel and to tell you that you're not going to be open. Okay, why? Why did the Gemara make that transition? In this transition is the whole thing. Yeah, so what we said was that what the Gemara means is like this. The Gemara before was talking about which type of a behemoth is subject to Shmiras Atzer. That's what the Gemara was talking about. That's one type of a problem. What kind of a behemoth is subject to Shmiras Atzer? Okay, that's one category, halachic category. But now there's another question. The question is, what is the nature of Shmiras Atzer? What is the nature of Shmiras Atzer? You see, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Rebbe Lakuli Kasi. What the Gemara means is the transition is that Rebbe is not defining, is not interested in arguing on which type of an animal is roi for the issa, for the chalos din of Shmiras Atzer. That's not Rebbe's point. Rebbe's point is, what is precisely the nature of Shmiras Atzer? You see, that's Rebbe's halacha. Rebbe's halacha was not a question of which type of a behemoth. You see, can the chalos din Shmiras Atzer take place? And he came to be machmer and say that an additional behemoth that Shmiras Atzer is chal. And that wasn't his area. That wasn't what he was interested in. Rebbe was interested in defining, it was lakuli. Lakuli means he was limiting the Shmiras Atzer. Because he was defining the nature of Shmiras Atzer, and he was saying that Shmiras Atzer has a certain characteristic to it, and that's why you can't violate Shmiras Atzer under certain conditions because of the nature that it has. You see, that's what Rebbe was saying. That's what Gemara was saying. It's a whole different concept in Rebbe. And what was Rebbe's idea? Rebbe's idea was that Shmiras Atzer is a min maisa achila. Is a min maisa achila. The nature, the action of Shmiras Atzer is an action of a maisa achila. So therefore, if it's ain a roi l'achila, the whole concept of Shmiras Atzer can't take place. Right. That was Rebbe's idea. It's a different, totally different, not a different concept. That's the major transition in the Gemara. Okay? Right. And that answers the question of how it could be that the halachas are chal, and somehow they disappear. How could Shmiras Atzer disappear? Can't disappear, but if it's not defined as Shmiras Atzer anymore, so then it's, there's no love. But it's simple. In other words, like this, everybody agrees where the halacha removes it from the category of achila by like so, that it's definitely not shaykh to have a maisa shviras etzem. But shviras etzem is a part of achila. So where the halacha comes along and categorically removes it and tells you now you can't have any achila over here, it's pasul. It's pasul. It's also achila. So then there's no question that you can't perform a violation which is tied to the nature of achila. Okay, because it's excluded. Halacha categorically excludes it. But whereas Mibod Yom isn't categorically excluded in the same manner as Psul. It simply lacks the Hechsher Zman. It's not saying it's excluded. It's intrinsically excluded from achila, like psul. No, the Gemara says you have to define this carefully. Psul is intrinsically excluded, but mibod yom, it lacks the hechsher zman. That it has to wait till nighttime to receive the hechsher zman. So that's a different kind of removal. Over there, you could say that the chacham could say over there. No, it's not necessarily excluded. You can't say in this case that this isn't considered a maisa achila, because the halacha has removed it categorically. No, all halacha said is it's not the time yet, but it didn't say that it's not in the realm of maisa achila. So that's where the machlokes is. Chum hold that in such an instance that it can be construed under the framework of achila. Why? Because the halacha allows it. The halacha just says not yet. But Rebbe maintains it doesn't matter. That even if it as long as right now it's ein roi l'achila, so you cannot have the violation of shviras ha'etzem, which is innately a form of achila. Okay, yeah. Logically you could say what Rav Yosef held before, or Rav Yosef held, because now they ask me the question that since Allah excludes it, so it seems that that's right. So I already have a ma'is achila, Allah excludes. But had Rav Yosef before maintained that just because I had a shasa kosher, even though now the halacha designates it as puzzle, that how does he maintain that the chachamim hold is still an issur? So there's two answers you can give. I mean, that's what I said, it's a little bit of speculation. One answer is that maybe he doesn't know the whole system of it. That he doesn't have that control together. So he doesn't hold that it's the whole concept. That's a min ma'isachila, but that of course is radical because you have to say a machloek sanayim and the whole nature of a violation. But the other possibility is what Reuven Gut was on. Namely, he holds that ma'isachila is not contingent upon halachic structure. Now, once it has a shasa kosher, the chalos din takes place, and ma'isachila is not contingent on halachic structures. That's it. Either halacha says not, that doesn't matter. That's halacha. But the halachic structure doesn't affect the law. The law stands on its own, and that's the machlekes. Because Rebbe says that because it is said in the same pasuk, the bias echad yachol special limud. And what is the limud according to Rebbe? The limud is that halachic categories play a role in determining and qualifying the etzem l'asish b'vav, and the chacham don't agree with it. So once has a shasa kosher, now it's chal. So that's it. So you did a violation of achila. Violation stands on its own. It's a separate violation. Okay. That's correct. And Abaye held that even the chacham accept halachic structure. So therefore, he held. But what is the question? The question is what type of halachic structure.
So if it's since
Mibod
Yom, it's not like in
this time. So the first half, we understand. The Chacham hold that you can't do it. Why? Because they hold that the Isser is not to break the bone that's inside. The Isser is to create an affect of Shvira on a Pesach Kasher. So if the bone is outside, jutting outside, and you break it, so now that break affects both sides. So now the kosher side has the affect of the break, and you caused that. So therefore, you're over the law. That's plain and simple.
Right.
But now Rebbe disagrees. Why? Because Rebbe says, I love Barachilu. The makom shvira ein aroy l'achila, Rashi says. The makom shvira ein aroy l'achila. So what does Rashi mean? If shvira sa etzem is a min ma'isa achila, so then it's got to be that the break has to be on both sides of that which you're eating. You see? In other words, the break can't be the affect that it suffered. You know what I mean? It has to. It's a break of achila. So therefore, the both components that make up the break have to be in the substance that's royal achila. See, that's the issur. The issur is to do a ma'isa shvira derech achila. So therefore, if you break it and one half is not royal achila, there's no mice of breaking in the royal achila. So it's not the affect; it's the mice of breaking. That's the machlokes. Machlokes is it the affect of the shviras ha'etzem? In which case, it doesn't. If half is outside and you break it, but the affect of the break will affect the part that's kosher, or it's the mice. Shvira shel achila. So then it must be a ma'isa shvira on both sides that are roy for the achila. So then this over here lacks in the Maisa Shvira. It lacks in the Maisa Shvira Satsum. That's Rebbe. Okay? This is exactly Rashi's Lashon. He says, B'makam Shvira ain't a royal achila. It means the whole Shever has to take place in that thing which is royal achila. That has to be the nature of that's the nature of your Maisa. In other words, your Maisa achila is relegated to this portion. That's royal achila. And the Maisa Shvira is a Maisa achila. So the whole Maisa must be done to that component. Otherwise it lacks in the whole Maisa Shvira. See, that's the Rashi. It says it's not Rashi. The one says Rav Papa. And Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Kol ki agav nekuli alma yesh bom shum shvira satsum, right? Everybody else here, why? Because it's really royal achila at nighttime. Why did the Gemara say the reverse? Kol ki agav nekuli alma ein bom shum shvira satsum. Aimbom, why be aimbom shvira satsum? Because why it's not royal achila.
It's not possible.
What?
Yeah, it's not
possible. What do you mean? I think Gemara before. Gemara before said like this, that the Gemara said that everybody will hold that if it's possible. If it was kosher and became puzzled, that there's ain bavishim shvira satsum, right?
Right.
Right?
Okay. That's because it became puzzled.
Yeah, but really, what do I care? Because it's not because it became puzzled, because it really was kosher. Right. So it's really because of achila. Really because of achila.
But it's
puzzled
now.
Yeah, but how does Shas kosher? So what do I care? What do I care is puzzled now? So the answer is, yes, so the answer has to be, if it's puzzled now, it has to be because of achila.
Right.
Ah, so you see the Chacham can hold also because of achila. No, but basically, yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, you're really right.
Yes, he's saying
because you could say that the Chachamim said, in other words, the reason what you're saying is like this. What you're saying is that because the Chachamim said because of puzzle, right? So you could learn that puzzle was a halacha in the in achila. You understand what I mean? If you're going to say that the Chachamim hold, that if you're going to say the Chachamim hold, that even though that if it's puzzle, even though it had a shas akarsha,
right.
But it's ain bo mishum shvira satsum now, right? So you're going to have to say the reason is because of achila.
Okay.
But that could be the gzeras akasim of puzzle. That the Gzeres HaKasav of Pasul is, that's the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim is the Gzeres HaKasav of Royal Achilo a separate whole institution, or it's one case of Pasul. Okay? But over here, you're right, but over here, you won't be able to do that. Because there's no Psur. So that's why over here, you have to say that everybody else, you couldn't say the Chacham would hold, that it's Ein Bo Mishum Shvira Satsum. Because of kosher. Rav Papa's idea is to switch it into a new area. Let's just concentrate on the main point there. The main point is, what is Rav Papa's idea? Rav Papa's idea is that Rebbe's halacha is a new halacha. And it's halacha not simply with regard to the hechsher achila, but it's halacha with regard to the very maisa of Shvira Sa'etzim. That the maisa of Shvira Sa'etzim has to be a maisa that's related to a cheftza shel achila, and over here with lacking the maisa. That's what Papa's know about. Okay, that in other words, that Rebbe's new halacha is the question is, what's Rebbe's halacha? Rebbe's halacha is that shvira sa'etzem is tied to achila. So Rav Papa's new concept is that it means it must be, you can exclude it if it's not a maisa shel achila, so it must be done to a cheftza shaloch, but where it's mitzasos b'chutz, so it lacks in the maisa. So now he's bringing the halacha of achila into the realm of maisa, which is a new thing, which the Gemara didn't know, no one did until now. Okay, until now it was just halacha in the cheftza. Okay, I just want to get this down. So now it's a quinter of Papa. Of Papa's halacha is that Rebbe's deans. Is it did in the character of the Maisa, in the nature of the Maisa. And the nature of the Maisa must qualify, even though she did Shvira Sa'etzim and it affected the side, but that's not good enough, because it must be really a Maisa Achila. So it must be on the inside. So the halacha is teaching you the character of the action, of the maisa, shvir zatzim. So once that's the case, you can't say that the same limud is going to tell me that if it doesn't have all the ramifications of achila, so then it's not considered a maisa of shvir zatzim, because that's a secondary. The elim is going to be used up in the primary. The primary is what's the nature of the maisa.
And you couldn't logically infer that.
No, that's a bias. In order to say that it came for the concept that it can't be construed as a maisa achila unless it has these man hechsher. If you're going to say that's what Rebbe's halacha is, so then you're going to have to say simply al pisvara.
Right.
That if the maisa is lacking, you don't need a pasuk to teach you that. But according to Rav Papa apparently holds you need a pasuk for that. So if that's the case, then that's the first consideration. So I mean that's Rav Papa. Okay, now it would seem clear according to Abaya has to say that the Apisvara is simply mufta because he holds it lacks in the hechsher is mine. So certainly if it lacks in the very character of the asiya itself of the mice. So the Chacham also wouldn't want it. So they'll be reversed. They'll say when it comes to Hechsher, so the Chacham are going to say that that's very important. When it comes to Maisa, the Maisa doesn't matter. Not possible. That doesn't what I'm saying. What I'm saying now that it's totally in Maisa. It's not the affect of the break. It's the break itself. And since for the break you require the part that's puzzled, there is no break. The concept of break is indivisible. It can't be a break in the Kasher. Because the break requires the puzzle in order to come into existence. So it's non-existent from the framework of the kasher. Okay, so therefore there's no assessment. Okay? That's what's known in his halacha. Who's in Rav Sheshes? Sheshes says that noz is reviewed as halacha. That since it's removed, it's different than Mabod Yom, because Mabod Yom is no removal, it's just awaiting a Hechsher's mind. An additional feature is necessary, but it's not removed, there's no removal from Achila. But Atochel Mimenanah means that the Shem Noah is Mufka from Achila. There's a Shem Noah in the Chefza, and this Shem Noah is Mufka from Achila. So if it's Mufka from Achila, so then you can't have Shviras Etzem. The concept of Shvirus Etzem can't coexist in a substance which is Mufka from Achim. Which is Mufka from Achim. That's what he said. So the question is like this. Yeah, so the question is, why does Ram say by Pesach, Habab Tuma, so the Ram says that you have a special lima, Mipiash Mulamdu, Losish Bubab Tor Vallah Batame. That was Joshua's question, because the Gemara really says that it goes by Hiparam Pasnachama, so it goes by Psul, right? So therefore, since Pesach Ababa Tuma is Pasul, so there's no Vetz Mosish Bravo, right? I mean, that's the Gemara. So why does Ram have to say Mipiash Molamdu Lo Sishbru Ba Betor Velo Betame? That's a good question. What was a special limud? Why does Ram need a special limud? So how did we work with Ram yesterday? So we worked out the Ram yesterday like this. That the Rambam really gives a clue as to what his thinking is over here, because Ram says Echad Hashover Etzem Belelech Hamisha Asar Asher Shover Bo Etzem Bo Yom Asher Shover Acher Kama Yom Raise a Loka. So the question is, what kind of expression is Ram La Acher Kama Yom? And what does Ram mean? But by no sort of Ram holds, Ram paskins by no sort of Yesh Bo Mishum Shvei Etzem. Right, because he's in Alach Avav. And Alach Avav Filo Nifsol Batuma Vitzivik Yotze Bohem Yesh Bo Yisrael Shvei Etzem. So that's Nosa. So what does that mean, Lacha Kamayama? Right? So we explained that the Rambam holds over here, what the Rambam is saying is, well, the Rambam is giving a basic definition in the Lacha Shvirasa Etzem. That the Halacha of Shvirasa Etzem is not a halacha in the achilas hakarbon. In achilas hakarbon, because even lacha kama yamim, where there's no din achilas hakarbon, still is yesh b'mishum shves etzem. So the Rambam's learning that it's not a halacha in achilas hakarbon, but it's a halacha in what? It's a halacha in kedushas hakarbon. That the kedushas hakarbon demands that the carbon be removed from this type of achila, from an achila sheyesh bo shviras etzem. The shviras etzem is a kind of achila, and this kind of achila must be removed from the carbon pesach. But if the carbon pesach was never, of course, it's a carbon pesach that's kosher. If the carbon pesach was possible, so then there's never a halos of the whole institution, right? Yeah, that's really halacha aleph. So halacha aleph is the basic underlying definition. That's halacha in kedushas hakarbon. Okay, it's halacha in kedushas hakarbon. That's the expression afilu la'acha kama yamim. So afilu la'acha kama yamim means it still retains its identity in terms of kedushas hakarbon. What's next? Nadaram and Gimel. Right, what's Rambam and Gimel? The Rambam and Gimel is defining what the nature of the activity is, of Shvirah Etzem. So the Rambam is explaining that Shvirah Etzem is halacha in Achila. Now, the Rambam, the Machlekes in the Gemara, whether you need the Kezias Basar, and you need to do the Shvir B'makom Basar, or once the Etzem has a Kezias Basar. It doesn't matter where you do the Shvira. So the Rambam's learning that that's a Machlekes in whether it's defined as a Maisa Achila by the Maisa itself. Then you'd need the Kezias Basar B'makom Shvira, because that the Maisa defines it as a Maisa Achila, or whether the Cheftza defines it as a Maisa Achila. That if it's a Cheftza Shel Etzem She'yesh Bo Kezias Basar, so then that entity is defined, no matter where you break it, it's defined as a break which has the character of Achila. Character of Maisa Achila. That's what the Rambam means. So that's Halacha Gimel. Right? That's Halacha Gimel. So Halacha Aleph tells you the nature of the Yisr, and Halacha Gimel tells you what the Maisa Yisr is. The categories of the Maisa Yisr. Now, then the Rambam goes on in Dalid, Hashover Acha Hashover, to tell you that the Maisa is not further development than the Maisa. It's not one time you do it and that's it, but you can even do it again. Okay, so that follows. And Hay is telling you what it's not. That Sore from Mechater Gidim is not the Yisr. Okay. In other words, you're right. It's, in other words, don't think that once you produce the affect, that's Allah. Right. Mark is right. That once you produce the effect, so then you can't do it anymore. But the Maisa can be done again, even though you have the effect already produced, but you can do it again because the issue is in the Maisa, not to create the effect. That's good. Very good. That's halacha. That's what I was going. Right. Because in Gimel it's telling you what it's the Maisa, and in Dalit is telling you that it's not the affect. If it were the affect, so the first time you did it, then you created the affect. And the halacha would be that only the first one would be chayef. So halacha dal is telling you that it's the maisa. Okay. So now what's vav? Okay, so vav is telling you something new. Vav is telling you that there's no hafkah. Vav is telling you, Halacha, that there's no hafkah On what? On the, there's no afkor on the maisa. That you might think that since there's an issur nor and mevushal and tuma, so you might think that that's considered afkor on what? On the maisa achila of shviras ratzon. So Ram says that that's not true. Ram has them in the proper order. Nor mevushal, which is an issur, and psul and tuma and yitzia, which is even more. Even those are not afkos. That's why it says afilu. Afilu nifsal batum v'yitzik yez b'hem. Yesh bo issur shviras ratzon. Okay. But of course you require that it has to be. It has to be what? It has to be a shasa kosher in order for chalos to take place. But why not? Sorry, there's an actual psul in the carbon. Over is an isser of achila. But it doesn't affect the chalos. There's no chalos. Doesn't affect the chalos of carbon. It's an isser achila. But here's an actual psul in the chalos of carbon. Okay.
What was that?
So yeah, you still were saying, because then you're saying the afkor will characterize the maisa, that it's not a maisa achila. You might say, that's what Vav is, you might say that the afkor will characterize the maisa, that the maisa is not defined anymore as a maisa achila, because it has afkor achila. It has afkor achila. Okay? And then what's Zion? Zion is alya.
The same thing.
Yeah, the psul is a generic love. That's also bachila. Okay. Now, yes, generic love. This is a specific one of normal vushal. Okay. And Zion is what? Zion is alya. That there is, however, one afkar. What is the afkar? The afkar is if mitchiloso, it's not only lachila. So that's defined as a. Then it's true, it's ain't a royal achila, so now the maisa shviras ha'etzem cannot be characterized as a maisa achila. That's Zion. Okay, so all lachas follow in order.
But you'd still destroy the chalot.
So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, machlekes of Pedal and Ralph, machlekes of Rabimia, and I'm a base. The Gemara's first interpretation, Rabimia's interpretation of the machlekes of Chacham and Rebbe. As to whether the psul is because of pasul, or the limud is because of royal achila. So the Gemara first wanted to say that Rebbe will be machmir. Why? Because the Chachamim say that it's tali in psul and kashrus. So therefore, what? The carbon is pasul. It's a baba tama. There's a chila and everything, and the regular kim, the full kim carbon over there, full kim carbon. So it sounds counterintuitive for the chum to say that there's no sashir satsa, because it's a regular chila sapesach. But the chacham say like this. The chacham say it's dechuya. So therefore, since it's possible, so now there's no possibility of the chalos of etzem lo sishbrava. And now we say that the mitzvah of Pesach is docha, but it can't change the thing into something that is not. It's possible, and according to this possible, there's no chalos of etzem lo sishbrava. Now the Torah says bring it, so you can't bring back the issa of etzem lo sishbrava. It's not logical. Can't bring it back. But Rebbe says, no, it's totally in Roy Lachila. So, what does Rebbe say? So Rebbe says, it's totally in the Kedushas HaKorban of the Achila. And Pesach HaBobetuma, its whole purpose is for Achila. So in terms of the Kedushas HaKorban of Achila, So the Kedusha HaKorban is fine, like the Rambam says. Rambam says over here, Pesach shehikrivu b'tumah. Perek Shvi Elachas. Hareza nechal b'tumah. Why? Shemitchiloso lo bo elalachila. Okay? That's the whole, because the essence of carbon Pesach is lachila. So, therefore, so Rebbe says that it's not toloi, that over here, Vetzim Lasish Bruvo will apply. Why? Because it's true, it's puzzle. But the Kedusha Sakorbin Lachila is Bimkom Ometis, because of the Dechia. So the Machlekes is, do you look at the Psul, simply because it's puzzle? And once it's puzzle, I say that Vetzim Lasishbro can't be chal. Now I say there's a Dechia, bring the carbon, but you can't bring back the Vetzim Lasishbro. Or do I say no, that the Vetzim Lasishbro is totally not in the Kedusha Sakarbon, shame carbon, but it's totally in the Kedusha Sakarbon of the Omedes Lachila in the carbon, of the Kiyam Achila Shabbat. So, therefore, the Kedusha of the Kiyam Achila is Bimkom Ometis, so Rebbe says that the Etzem Losish Bravo applies. That's what the Gemara says. So, apparently, the Rambam didn't want to retract from that position. Namely, that even the Chachamim will hold. That the Kedusha, which Kedusha Sakarbon is it that the Etzem Losish Bruvo relates to, which means that you have to prevent the Karbon Pesach from being subjected to the Maisa Achila of Shriyas Etzem. Which Kedusha Sakarbon? The Kedusha Sakarbon of Achila. So, the Kedusha Sakarbon of Achila. So, and the Rambam himself says, By the Alyo. By the Alyo, we say, there's no din of Shiras Etzem. Because it's not Omer, it's not in a royal Achila. That's Kedusha's carbon. But it doesn't have Kedusha's carbon of Achila. Because it's in a royal Achila. And wherever it's in a royal Achila, so there's no Kiyum Kedusha's Achila. So there's no din of Shiras Etzem. So the Rambam apparently held that therefore you're going to have to say by Pesach HaBa B'Tumah, since there's a Kiyum and Achilas HaKarbon, that is the Kedushas Achilas Shabbat. Is, I think we said yesterday also, from that's the Halacha in the Alya, that the Alya is Achilas Mizbeach. So therefore, the kedusha doesn't have the kedusha of Ametis Lachila. So since by Pesach HaBa B'Tumah, the korban does have a kedusha of Ametis Lachila, so the Rambam holds that you need a special limud, separate limud, to tell you that b'tohar v'lo b'tameh. That's what the Rambam holds. So the Gemara rejects that first pshat. Apparently the Rambam held that after the final analysis, it's the Kedusha Sakarbon of Achila.
Right.
That is that involves the Isser of Etzem Lasish Bravo. So if that's the case, so then you're going to have to say that there's a special limud of betor v'lo betameh, because even betameh, the kedusha achila, the carbon is almost in terms of kedusha achila, it's 100%. It's docha l'shem psul, but the mitzvah achila is the mitzvah achila is 100%. The carbon has a kedusha achila. That's the Rambam says. So the ikra l'achila omedes. So the kedusha, as a matter of fact, that's what's docha. The chiyuv achila is docha l'psul. So the chiyuv, in other words, the whole carbon is la'achila. The whole carbon is la'achila. The whole essence of carbon is la'achila. So that's docha. The in other words, when I say that it's nechel b'tumah, so the mitzvah's carbon pesach, which is la'achila, is docha. So therefore, in terms of achilas carbon, the kedusha is unimpaired. In terms of achilas carbon, the kedusha is unimpaired. So therefore, that's the Rambam's learning. That's why I have to have a special limud of betor v'lo betame. Okay, that's the Rambam. That's the main idea. So halacha in the kedusha of carbon cannot allow you to subject it to shvir setzim, but that's halacha in the kedusha of achilas carbon. Which of course all halachas have to be involved in achila. So if that's the case, so if it's a kedusha achila, so the question is, so why betame not? Why betame not? In terms of achila, it's 100%. So the Rambam says that's a special gzeskasef. It would seem, Mendy's question, what is the limud? How does the limud work? How does the limud work? I mean, it's a good question. How does the limud work? Because it would seem that really it's possible. It would be possible. But the Torah says, no, the tumah is really the chuya. And in spite of the tumah, bring the Pesach and shech the Pesach and eat the Pesach. So, and the tumah is the chuya, the psul tumah is the chuya, and you'll have a kiyam mitzvah of achilas a Pesach. So it would seem that once you say that, the shvirus etzem should apply. Because you're saying that in terms of achilas Pesach, it's docha. The shechitas Pesach and achilas Pesach is docha, the toma. So why shouldn't shvirus etzem be there? What do I care if the underlying is an underlying psul? The underlying psul is a psul generically, but not in terms of Pesach. Doesn't make sense why it should be affected. What we're trying to say is like this. I mean, think about it. We're trying to say like this. That even though the halacha is be makrif the Pesach and eat the Pesach and eat it betumah, but the concept of nechal betumah is still there. It's not obliterated. It's not the carbon was still nechal betumah. It wasn't hutra. So nechal betumah, it's true that the mitzvahs shchitas haPesach and mitzvahs achilas haPesach is docha tumah, but it still is characterized as a different kind of achila, an achila betumah, and that character of achila betumah renders it a different kind of achila. And the Gzeres HaKasev comes in and says, in that kind of achila, there's no vetzim osa shvirah.
In these expressions.
Even though in mitzvah achila it's 100%. In mitzvah achila it's 100%. Because mitzvah achila is docha. Mitzvah shchita, which is like the Rambam, which is l'shem achila. Ain't a bottle achila. So it's the whole essence of the korban is l'achila. And it's true. And it's true, it's docha, and the kiyum mitzvasa is there 100%. But still, the character that it was nechal betumah is not removable. It still is not removable, and it's a different characteristic of achila. Different quality of achila. It's a different type of achila. It's a nechal betumah. Because tumah and kachim are tarte de sasri. Tumah and kachim are tarte de sasri. So that's an essential idea. Tum and kach matata de sasri. So even though it's docha, but still in kiyum achila and kachim, if there's tuma, it's considered a nechal betuma. It's not that the tuma is not to be considered. Okay, it's not to be considered. It still is a nechal betuma. See, tuma is a certain state which is a tata de sasri to kachim. It's a state. See, like that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm looking for. No, it's not by sadin betzitzis, for instance. Even if I say dechuya, but b'shas maisa, b'shas mitzvasa, so there's no difference. B'shas mitzvasa, so it's docha. So the key mitzvasa is 100%, and the kalayim is non-existent because it's docha. But that's because it's a lav of kalayim and it's an asay of tzitzis. So one is docha the other. But so it's a lav against the chiyuv. But over here it's different. Over here, tumah is a state. So therefore, even though we say that it's docha, but you can't remove the state. So therefore, it's always going to be defined as a nechal b'tumah. Where it's a maisa, and where it's an issa kalayim, is an issa maisa. And the mitzvah is a maisa, so one is docha the other. But over here, it's not simple. The state of tumah is a tarte de sasri de kachem. So that state is a tarte de sasri. So therefore, even though it's docha, but the state is always existing. So it's a nechal b'tumah. You cannot remove the fact that it's a nechal b'tumah. And if it's a nechal b'tumah, it's a different achila. An achila b'tumah, that's b'tohar v'lo b'tumah. That if it's a nechal b'tumah, so there's no vetzmos ishbrava. You can move the yisr, but you can't remove the state. It still is defined as a nechal b'tumah, and the state of tumah still exists vis-a-vis this carbon, even b'shas mitzvasa. Because tumah is a condition that's tied to the sasri to kachem.
Are you taking the next step?
It's a generic condition, tumah. And tumah and migdash are tied to the sasri. Kachem is tied to the sasri. So therefore, it's always going to be a nechal. You'll never remove, not simply, can't simply be docher. You'll never remove the concept of a nechal b'tumah. That reality is nechal b'tumah. And nechal b'tumah is a phenomenon which is, that's the gzeiras kasuv. That even though that b'tohar v'lo b'tumah, it's a different achila. Yeah. That explains the Ram also, the Ram you mentioned before, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, that even though tumayim, shatumah yotzei migufon, right? So they're not allowed to eat the Pesach. But if they ate, they're pturin. Why? Because Pia Shmuel Lomdu shehanechal l'torun chayavon lo mishum tuma v'anechal l'tmein. V'anechal l'tmein is ain chayavon lo mishum tuma. Because nechal l'tmein is a different phenomenon. It's a nechal etmeim. It means that this thing could be eaten in this state, in this condition. That's a different category. So if it's subject to that kind of an achila, so if it was simply the chiyah, so it wouldn't be anything else. It's just its docha. But if it's a certain kind of a state, and you're saying that this meat could be subjected to this kind of a state of nechal etmeim under that condition, so that's a separate concept. So therefore, then we say, in such a case, we say that even though Stumah Yetzim Gufon is not Dachar, but he's not, he's Pata. He eats it, he's Pata. And then the Ram says, Afilo Achlut Meim Meis Meim Murin Shaloh is Paturin. Why? Because the Murin is really Achilas Mizbeach. And the Achilas Mizbeach B'tumah is a different phenomenon. So the Achilas Mizbeach is B'tumah. You can't obliterate the tumah. Yes, it's true. It's the chuya and your makrav de murin, but it has a shem of nechal b'tumah. So achilas mizbeach is also b'tumah. So that's why the achilas mizbeach you won't be over if you eat. Even though there's the chuya and even though it's b'shaskim it's vaso, but it's not equal to tahal. The condition of tumah is still reckoned with in kachar, and it's considered a nechal b'tumah. It's a good question. I'll put it as a question. In other words, that the... okay. Yeah, so what we want to say in the Rambam is, like, I was thinking about it, but I have a little bit of a right for it. That the pshat in the Rambam is that why you suffer from the Atzamos, even though Ein Bem Kazayas Basa, and the Rambam is clear in Psulei HaMikdashim, in the end of Psulei HaMikdashim, he says openly that what? That... he says openly in the end of Psulim Mikdashim that the Atzmos HaPesach, you burn them even though they don't have Exayas Basar. Isn't that correct? Yeah. Perek Tes, Psulim Mikdashim, Halacha Tes. Kol atzmas akotshim she'im ba moach ein antun in sreifa. Chutz me atzmas apesach. So you see that what? That atzmas apesach even ein ba moach. So it means there is no basar. Still, Yechayv and Sreifa. So the question is why Yechayv and Sreifa? Because the Ramov in Beis Lefichach Sofen Atzmos Apesav Chol Nosim Absara Kedesh Leivel Behelni Dei Takala. So the question is, I mean, what kind of a takala? If it's speaking about the Atzmos themselves. So if it's speaking about the basar, I mean, why is it different than Shor Kachim? Just take off the basar. You have to take off the basar. So now you take off the basar, so Zain Luf Kzai is basar. So why do you have to burn the bones? Right? That was the question. How is it different? Once you take off the basar, how is it different than Shor Kachim? So if you say it's speaking about the Atzamos Sheish Ben Moach, so then that's a different story. But the Ram doesn't say that. The Ram says, "Opening Pesulim Kedoshim." It's not talking about that. Some Sheish Ben Moach, right? So even Ein Ben Moach, because he could have answered. He could have said, "Ram means Yesh Bohem Moach." So then you have to be so Reif because you can't break it, right?
Then you have to be so Reif anyway
because of the Noser.
Because of the Noser. Yeah,
it wouldn't be a Jerbon. No, it wouldn't be a Jerbon. It'd be a Deraisa. But the Ram says you have to be sorry if even it's Ein Ba Moach. So Ein Ba Moach, so if it has basar, so just take off the basar and then burn the basar. And what do I care about the Atzamos? Yeah. So what we wanted to say is like this, that according to the Rambam, the halacha by Shir Achila is the Ram holds that in order to be over, it has to have a kezayis basar, right? Etzem she'en lof kezayis basar and a chayav al shirasa. So if it's en lof kezayis basar and a chayav, once it has a kezayis basar, you're always going to be chayav. Or if it has a moach, you're always going to be chayav. Yeah. So you're always going to be chayav. So the question is, why Yechayev? Because if it has a Kezayis Basar, so then we say that then the breaking of the bones is included as a component in the Maisa Achilas HaBasar. Okay? Maisa Achilas HaBasar. Now it's interesting. It's interesting. Just think about it from the Gemara, because Tesis mentions a point, and maybe we should mention this point first. That the Gemara is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish on this point. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish that if it has a kezayis basa b'makom acher, and you do the shvira in another makom, are you chayev or not? So Rabbi Yochanan says, yesh b'mashim shviras atzim. Right? Yesh b'mashim shviras atzim. That's like the chacham of Ravina. Yeah. Right? Yesh b'mashim shviras atzim. Why? Because it doesn't matter. And Rebbe holds, no. It does matter. That if you do it shalom makam basa, it's not considered a ma'is achila. Okay? And Rish Lakish maintains, no. Rish Lakish maintains that yesh kizayis basa b'makam mechad, and he does the shvir b'makam acher, so ein ba mishum shvir satsam. Why is ein ba mishum shvir satsam? Why ein ba mishum shvir satsam? Because it's unrelated to the ma'is achila. That was Rebbe and Ravina. Okay? Yeah. So now, it would seem that you can't say that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing in the Chachamim, correct? Because if you're going to say Rish Lakish is saying according to the Chachamim that Ein Bo Mishum Shviras HaEtzem, where you do it in the wrong place, so then what does Rebbe hold? It can't be. There's no machlokas. So you must say Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. That's what Taisa says. You must say Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing according to Rebbe. That's a raya that we're passing like Rebbe. Okay. It's a raya that we're passing like Rebbe. But the Rambam doesn't passing like Rebbe. So it's interesting. The Rambam doesn't passing like Rebbe. Yeah. But one thing you see from the Rambam, is that these machlekesin are not tali zebaza. Okay? In other words, the question of shir achila is a different conceptual question. That's already a question when it comes to the ma'is achila. Okay? The other question is the question of shas achila and the question of psul. Okay? And the question of royal mizbeach. Those are different kind of questions. But the question of the kezayis basar and the shvira, that's a different kind of question. That's a question which is about, like we said, about the nature of the maisa shvira. That the maisa shvira must have the character of achila. It's a different kind of a question. So these two questions are completely different. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. So right, correct. But that's my point. My point is that's a different kind of machlekes. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, according to the Rambam, are arguing in the Chachamim. But in other words, apparently the Braisa doesn't really say how the Chachamim hold. Braisa doesn't say it. It's not much how the Chachamim hold. But I'm not going to go into. I'm not going into how the Rambam learns. I just want to get the main idea because we don't know how he learns. All right. So the main point. Let's get to the main point. Okay? So it's a different question. In other words, and halacha gimel is a different kind of a question. So now let's go back. So the Gemara says that the question is according to Rav Ashi. According to Rav Ashi, so this is a different category. So the different category is the category of the nature of the Maisa. Must it be an act which involves actually an object of Ochel when you're breaking the bones? Okay? So the Chachamim hold, according to Rav Ashi, for instance, according to Ravashi, according to Ravashi, l'manav kasha kasha. So even if there's no kezayis basar, correct? Evishen love kezayis basar ikibenayel l'mandam akasha akasha l'mandam aray l'chil boyin nishir achil v'leka. Right? Yeah. So the Rambam definitely can't paskin like Rav Ashi according to the Chacham. Isn't that right? So he can't pass on Rav Ashi according to the Chacham. Just a second. Alright, so this is a separate category, in other words. This is a separate kind of a problem, according to the Rambam. That's Halacha Gimel. The question is in the very action has to manifest that it's Achila. So if there's no Kezayis Basar, there's no Achila according to Rav Ashi. And even if there is a Kezayis Basar, but if you don't break it in that place, so then it's not considered, according to Rebbe, according to Ravine, it's not considered a Ma'is Achila, correct? Okay? All right. So, but like I said, the main thing is you see that this whole category is a different category. Now the question is really the Chachamim. Okay? Let's take the Chachamim according to Ravina, which means that they require kezayis basar, at least, on the bone. There's no kezayis basar on, it's not considered a ma'is achila altogether. Okay? So, right? That's simple. Right. Now, according to Rav Ashi, what do the Chacham maintain, even if there's no kezayis basar? Right? So it'll come out that the way you're going to interpret the Chachamim is that they don't have the concept at all of, they don't have the concept at all of Maisa Achila in the breaking the bones. Right? That's what you're gonna have to say. According to Ravashi, they don't need a Kesayas Basar. So what, so but that's strange. In other words, they don't have that whole category altogether.
Right?
That's a strange thing. To say that they don't require the category, that it should have the character of it should have the character of achila, that it should be related to basa, right? So that's why what I wanted to say was that even according according to Ravashi, even according to Ravashi, that the chacham will maintain that you don't need a kezayis basar. You don't need a sheer kezayis basar. But it has to have basar. Because it has to partake of the character of achila, but you don't need a sheer kezayis. That's what the chacham hold. You don't need a full sheer kezayis. Okay? Now, if you maintain that way, that because the chacham also require that it has to have the character of the shviras etzem has to have the character of achila. So they only argue you don't need a shir kezayis, but if it has basar on it, it has the character of achila. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So if that's the case, so then you could say, but Rebbe requires a shir kezayis. Well, let's say, even the Chacham requires a shir kezayis. Okay? So, what would happen if you have less than a kezayis? So, what I wanted to say was that less than a kezayis will be a din of chatzis shir. Qualitatively, it'll be a din of chatzis shir. Because what is the din of chatzis shir? The din of chatzis shir in general is like this: that ein achila pachusa mikezayis. But if you have less than a shir, so it still has the character of achila because it's chazil it's the roof. It's a ma'is achila. It's a ma'is achila, but it lacks the shir. And ma'is achila is awesome. So over here as well, if the bone has less than a shir kezayis, even though you won't be chayav malchus, but it has the character of achila, so it'll have the same quality, the same din as a chotzi shir. Do you follow? So that's why the lashon Gemara is very good, because the Gemara says ain alav shir kezayis. Shir kezayis, the Gemara talks about. Isn't that the lashon Gemara? Ba'in shir achila. Okay, shir achila. So kezayis basar. It's halach in shir, the Gemara. So therefore, the Rambam would say that if it lacks in shir, so then it'll be like a din of a chotzi shir, that it doesn't have the full maisa character of achila, but it still partakes of the character of achila. Okay. If you say that way, it would explain why the Rambam holds that Sofen Hatzamos. Because even though the Etzem doesn't have a Shir Kezayis, but it's still a Takola, because even an Etzem that doesn't have a Shir Kezayis, you'll still be over the Isra of Chatzis Shir. Now, so you'll tell me, but Nosar, why don't I have to burn the Nosar if it's less than a shear anyways? You can argue on this part, but I'm just saying, I think it's a possibility. That it's a qualitative idea of Chatzis Shear. That when it has a shear achila, now it's a full-fledged Maisa of achila in the Shear Zatzim. But if it lacks in the shear, it still partakes of the quality. Okay? So now the Rambam's good. In that case, if it's kachim, you don't have to burn the bones if it lacks in a shir, kezayis. But if it's Pesach, you do, because you don't want anybody to break the bone. It'll still be a takol, it'll be an issa chatzi shir. Okay? Now the only question is, why don't I say that if I have a chatzi shir of nosar, I have to burn the nosar anyways? Right? Because I have a chatzi shir of nosar. So there, what I want to say is like this, that you can't have a chatzis shir of nosar. Because nosar means it was left over. So you have to have an entity of ochel that was left over. If you left over less than a kezias, there's no entity. If you left over a full kezias, and now you take off part of it, then it's a din of chatzishir. Okay? But if you left over less than a kezias, there's nothing at all. There's no, it wouldn't be a din of chatzishir by now, sir. You understand what I mean?
You're saying by Pesach.
That's right. But, so by the etzem lo sish bruvo, it's inherently basar, because the whole carbon is basar. So now if I have a little bit of basar on the bone, so it still is considered a chatzishir. But with regard to nosar, that's what we're talking about. So with regard to nosar, there is no din nosar on a chatzishir of nosar. Because what, in order to qualify for nosar, you need an entity of carbon. Less than a kezias, you have no entity, so it's not going to be chal. It simply won't be chal. You simply won't have the you won't have anything.
Right.
If you had a kezias nosar and now you took away from the kezias, so that's a chatzishir. But if you leave over less than a kezias, there's nothing there for the chalos nosar. So there's no chalos on the nosar. So therefore, it comes out very well that with regard to the shor hakabanos, where you don't have a kezias basar on the atzamos, so there's no chiv, no problem whatsoever, no chiv sreif whatsoever, there's no nosar. And I don't say chatzishir, because no chatzishir nosar. But with regard to carbon Pesach, since what? Since it is a din Pesach, and therefore you have a chatzishir insofar as the carbon Pesach is concerned, and now that's going to involve you in Shviras HaTzomos, even Acha Kama Yomim, and even though it's Nosar, it doesn't matter. So you can have a Takola by breaking the HaTzomos, because it'll be breaking a Chatzishir.
Right.
Okay? So that's what Aram says, that you're Mechuyiv to, Mnei HaTakola, you're Mechuyiv to burn it. Okay? Yeah, Mistavra anyways, even if you would say there's a Shem Nosar, even if you have, let's say you have a full Shem Nosar, and you have a Chatzishir, Mistavra is not Chayavin's rifle. Unless just simply to remove it so nobody should eat it. That's a different thing. Yeah, for Takola you'd be Chayav. To be Chayav to burn, Mnei Takola. But Mnei Achiyuv, I mean, because we say Chatzishir is Alocha Maisa Vero. But not in Chiyuv Sreifa. That's great. I saw the Menachas Chinuch has a Menachas Chinuch in Kuf Mem Beis. They're showing me Beis in the Menachas Chinuch. He talks about the question. He says it's a Tolei Machlekes Acharon. But we're saying that there wouldn't be any Machlekes over here. What we're saying is that in Nosar you can't say Chatzishir because there's no entity of Nosar. There's no Chalos.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ram says Sochodim L'Shtadel. L'Shtadel. And only L'Shtadel, I mean, it's also L'Adam. It was a L'Shtadel Shlo Yashim Epsar Pesach Araboker. That's because there's a kium in every amount. There's a kium in the carbon. A kium. That's because of the kium of achila. So a person in general, a person is a zochel l'shtadl because the carbon should have the basar should have a kium. That's what Ram means. That the carbon should be holach libud. So because there's that's why it says zochel l'shtadl. Okay. Same thing. Pesulim Kedoshim Perikiv Chesel Lachetes. Also, Lahosim Mepsah Kachim LaAchas Manachilasan. Shenem B'Kabam Tavodah Lo Sasir Menah Ad Boka. V'Odin L'Shor Akachim Kulam. V'Amosir Ein Aloka. Why? Sharein Nitko Akosav Lasei. Shenem Avanosim Menu Ad Boka Ba'ish Tisrofu. Okay, Ba'ish Tisrofu. So the question is, why didn't the Rambam say it's Lav Shem B'Maisa?
Yeah.
So the Kesef Mishnah asks the question. So the Kesef Mishnah answers. That Kesef Mishnah answers, no. He says he wants to tell you that he says, V'afagav the kushta the milsahi, the lav shem b'maisa in lokan lav, naka rabbeinu taima the Reb Yehuda, right? Lashmina rabusa, the filu ihava b'maisa, have a mifta merach taima. That even if it would be a lav sheyesh maisa, it still would be potter for the reasoning of what? Of nitiglasei. Not a good answer. Why? Because if you held that lava nitiglasei intrinsically has no malchus, so then he'd be right. Because you'd say that the Rambam's mentioning, because Lav Shem B'Maisa, for instance, the Rambam also depends on you. He did a Maisa, he didn't do a Maisa. Like by Chametz for Pesach. So then he'd be right, the Kesem Mishnah. Why? Because the Rambam is more basic. The Rambam is saying, even if it's not, that forget about Maisa and Maisa, that's a loch in how the Gavra is over. But the love intrinsically doesn't have malchus because it's nitta klasei, correct? But it's not true. Because the Rambam holds that if you're not makayim the assay, you get malchus. You get malchus. So on the contrary, let's say, for instance, the noso was lost and it can't be makayim the assay, so pashtus he'd be chayav malchus. So the Rambam shouldn't have said that the reason is because it's lava nitik lasei, because then he could get malchus. He should have said because lav shem b'maisa. Lav shem b'maisa, he can't get malchus. So the Rambam really, so the Kesef Mishnah's answer is a difficult answer. So it's bothering me. I took a look at the Mishnah Melech asked that question exactly. But he refers it back to Perek Ches in Psalm of Gdashim. But yeah, that's the exact question, yes. That's a powerful question. And he says, yeah, the Mishnah Malchus question. Yep. The Imkain, he says, in the end, it's in Lachatas, he has it. Havla Laminka Tama Deimba Maisa. Shu Kolo B'Chola Malchus. Dolo Mishkachas Lo Shiyya B'Lav Zem Maisa. And the Raman Tzorch L'Shtadl makes sense because it's a kiyum even on a mashu because it's mitzarf tihol achila. It's mitzarf tihol achila. That's Rebbe's picture. Rebbe's picture is that you need shas achila, you need mais achila, you need cheftza shel achila. So Rebbe's bech, those three things. Shas achila, zman achila, mais achila, and the cheftza shel achila. And there is such a thing as hafka. And even if you have all those things, if you have hafka, so that'll remove it. That's basically Rebbe's picture. And that was the problem we had in Rashi. We just don't know the answer. Why Rashi says, Ashmin dachilas moach achilahi. Why did he have to say that that's the chiddush? Why didn't he say the chiddush is that you're not allowed to break the bone in order to get to the moach? Like the Brisa says, because you would think you could, because Yovasei v'yichal lozasei, kamash malon from Pesach Sheni that you can't. So I mean that's what Rashi should have said. Why did Rashi say v'ashmin achilas moach achili? That seems to be a davar pashut. The Brisa assumes that nobody questions that. Yep. The difference is, I mean, what Taish is saying is that you don't say the you need beidna the Taish's kishuama. So you need be'idna de ma'akel alav, you must have mekayim lasei. In other words, and you don't say that you could break the bone or you could be violate a lav in order to eat the basa. What he means, what Thesis means is, asei docha los asei is not a halacha that the tzorech kiyum asei is docha. That's not the halacha. Not halacha that the tzorech asei is docha. It's halacha that the halacha that the maisa is docha, that the maisa kiyum asay is docha the lav, but it's not the tzorach kiyum as docha. So that's what it must be beidna. It means the maisa hamitzvah, the kiyum asay, is docha the lav, and the maisa is docha the lav. That's what Taisa is saying. Okay, so therefore, so over here Taisa says, so what's the shachas over here? Because over here, you're not makayim v'achlos abasa b'lay lazeh, but when you break the bone, I mean, it's the what do you call that? That would mean that's halach of tzorach. If I would say that the tzorach achila is docha the lav, so then I'd say you could break the bone in order to get to the marrow in order to makayim the mitzvah. But that's not the system of say docha lozase. It's not a matter of tzorach. In other words, what Taisa is saying is the simultaneity of the existence of the assay and the los assay, the simultaneity creates a tchi on the lav. Simultaneity. Now, as a lav ordinarily is an action of rishus. But if it's an action which is an action of mitzvah, so that cancels out the lav.
Yeah.
It's a cancellation process. It's not a tzorach process. Like on yantif you have tzorach. The tzorach achila is the tzorach achila. You can do malacha. Over there it's an idea of tzorach. This is not an idea of tzorach. This is an idea of cancellation. That's what Taisa is saying. So Taisa says over here you're talking about tzorach. They allowed to do this. The tzorach achila. That's not the category. That's category in yantif. It's not a category over here. Yeah, that's the discussion. Right. In other words, the answer is that it is a cancellation process. But what does the canceling? What does the canceling is an action that has the exclusive character of mitzvah. Okay? But if it's efshel akayim shneihem, so then this action doesn't... There's another action. That there's an alternative action. So this action doesn't have the exclusive character of Kiyam HaMitzvah. Okay? That's... The cancellation can only take place where the Aseh, where it's... You can't be Mekayim in another way. Where this but intrinsically has the character of Kiyam HaMitzvah. But where you can do something else... So then this action doesn't have the intrinsic character of a Kiyam HaMitzvah. Doesn't have the intrinsic character of a mitzvah. So then it's not going to cancel. Okay? And I think Tzvi is right. Why does Taisus go on with the next question? The next question Taisus answers, right? Because he says, give an answer with that there. It's with that question. The Tzvi Rabbeinu Chaim L'Rajba, the L'Ravish Prish L'Lil B'Gumrsa D'Oser Mishum Hefzikachim Sa'asi Shapur. So now you have no alternative. So this becomes the exclusive method of Kiyam Mitzvah, and it's an exclusive method which goes against the which goes against the Losasa. Okay? Has to have the character, the exclusive character of going against the Losasa. If there's no alternative, it doesn't have that exclusive character. Okay? In other words, the question is, when I say asei docha los asei, so, I mean, how long are you saying? When I say asei docha los asei, so is it a halacha in the maisa, or is it a halacha in the conceptual framework? In other words, the asei of achila is docha, the lo sase of Shri Satsam. In other words, in concept, not in practical maisa, but conceptually, the asay of achila is docha, the institution of achila, the asay, where it's impossible to be mekayim shneihem, so the institution of achila will cancel the institution of Achila will cancel out the love. Okay? You see, in other words, it's not if you learn it's a dechia and maisa, then Taisvis is right. Of course, be'idno de kol v'lalav is not mekayim liyasei. In terms of the mice and the kiyum and the kiyum of the gavra. But if you say that the chiyo is a dechiyo of conceptual frameworks, so you're saying wherever it's impossible to have the conceptual framework of the mitzvah of achilas haPesach because of the law, the conceptual framework of achilas haPesach comes into contradiction with the law. So then, it wouldn't. If the chiyah is in the conceptual world, so then you could say that the pshat that over here, since the shvira so'etzem is a component of achila, so therefore the asay of achila, in other words, the asay, the framework of the asay is docher los asay. It's the framework. So the framework of the assay is everything that's included in the assay. So since Shviras HaEtzem is a Hascholas Achila, so the framework of the Aseh will be Docha, where there's a contradiction between the framework of the Aseh and the framework of the Los Aseh, the Aseh prevails. You see, the Aseh prevails. Now over here there's a contradiction. Why? Because the Los Aseh says you can't do Shviras HaEtzem. And you have an Etzem Sheyesh Bo Moach. And in the Etzem Sheyesh Bo Moach, the framework of Achila now becomes relegated to Shviras, and the Shviras Etzem now is a component of the framework of Achila. So therefore, it's a necessary component. So therefore, the framework of Achila will be in direct contradiction, will be a tati de sasri to the love of the of Etzem Los Ishbrovo. Because the Shviras HaEtzem is conceptually the Ascholas Achila. So the Shviras HaEtzem will be nigrar after the Achila. And just like the Achila is Docha, the Shviras HaEtzem will be Docha. See, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means a different kind of Aseh Docha Los Aseh. That's what the Gemara doesn't mean an ordinary Aseh Docha. Ordinary Aseh Docha Los Aseh is a Maisa. But over here, the Gemara means an Aseh Docha Los Aseh in concept. That where you have a Moach in the bone, so now, and Shviras HaEtzem is Ascholas Achila. So now this Achila over here has been defined as beginning with Shviras HaEtzem and concluding with Achila. That's the nature of the process. So the Gemara means that process should be Docha, the Isser Shviras HaEtzem. It's a different kind of Aseh Docha Los Aseh that the Gemara is talking about over here. You see, it's different. Taisvis isn't completely unaware of it. Because what Tzvi mentioned is right. If Taisvis thought it was just, doesn't make any sense, Taisvis wouldn't have gone any further. Taisvis is aware of it. But Taisvis doesn't know what to do with it. Because it's a new idea. You see. But Taisvis is sensitive to it. Because that's why Taisvis, next question. He says, you still have another question that Efshalakayim Shneim. I mean, Efshalakayim Shneim. So if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, so then you can't say that in this situation the Derech Achila over here is specifically a Derech Achila Shel Isser. It's been defined as a Derech Achila Shel Isser. You see? That this Derech Achila, the mitzvah has lodged itself in a Derech Achila Shel Isser. Because it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. See, the mitzvah has identified this process, the process of Isser. So, but Taisvis is aware that the Gemara really is dealing with a different kind of, it's an interesting Taisvis. What Taisvis is saying is that he's aware that this is a different kind of a Aseh Docha Los Aseh, a conceptual type of Aseh Docha Los Aseh. See, a conceptual type of Aseh Docha Los Aseh. But Taisus doesn't know how to fill it out. I mean, because what is it? Only by kachim, or I mean, it's an unusual thing. What?
He's right, though. So
it's a different kind of Aseh Docha Los Aseh that in kachim that we're talking about here.
So how can you
what?
How can you learn to?
That could be, but it's not impossible. It's not an impossibility, because you could say that in kachim it's a different kind of Aseh Docha Los Aseh. It's a conceptual Aseh Docha Los Aseh. But if it doesn't, you see, it doesn't work. If it doesn't work over there, it should work over there, but it doesn't work over there. So you see, I say the whole lesson doesn't work in Kachem. That's what the Gemara is saying,
even
basically.
Even the regular one.
But there's something, what Taisvis is raising the problem is there's something very missing in our understanding of this. But there is something unusual here. It's a different kind. That's what Taisvis means. That's why he goes on. I mean, that's a very good point. The way he goes on with his next question. Otherwise, he just doesn't understand it. He don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. So what are you asking more kashas for? You know what I mean? But and then he says, you can answer that kasha. Who cares if you answer that kasha? But the whole thing doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? But that's right. That what Taisvis notices here, he's aware that it's a different kind of Aseh. So it's the whole Aseh. What Taisvis is saying is, It's different, but what does it mean? I mean, what does it mean? The Gemara is a different kind of a Sedevel, and the Gemara is deducing from that. Once you have that one in Kutch, Kutchim somehow lends itself to... I mean, this requires a whole explanation. I mean, it's an insight to a new type of a halachic structure. See, that's the Taisus. That's Taisus. Okay. Kutchim and... Kutchim. Fact that Achila begins bearing bonds, that's the definition we had in the whole sugya here. That's defined as Maisa Chila. I mean, this really, it culminates in this Taisus. I mean, in this piece of Gemara.